Hello, welcome to the chapter 2 of Human Resource Information System. In this chapter, we are going to look at management of information in HRIs. The objectives of this chapter are to explain the essential elements, the important elements of information retrieval in HRIs. How is the information retrieved? Understanding the process of utilizing critical information in HRIs. Developing awareness while creating the effective HRIs. And describe in detail the way transactions are conducted. Let's look at introduction. When HRIs system was in development process, the HR function was collecting and sorting vast amount of employee related information. And this collection happens as per the processes. From information related to recruitment and workforce characteristics to payroll and employment history, the HRIs provided organization a customized, a cut out access to critical information. So primarily it looks at employee life cycle. Right from when people come on board till they exit, what happens to the employee life in the organization? Most organizations used the web-based employee applications or various technologies to manage, to sort, and to retrieve the information, to call back for the information. As we know, that employee paperwork for new and existing hire is often time consuming. Reason being, there's a lot of paperwork. People have to fill up applications, attach various paper-based supporting documentation. So that is how it becomes quite a taskful process, cumbersome process. Okay. The technology that the human resource management uses allows the company to find new ways of handling paperwork relating to employee hires and benefits and to make people continue to be with the organization. At various stages, a lot of information is collected from the employees. So, moving away from these traditional activities, from HR personnel are collecting this data, sitting with employees, giving them the paper, people filling up, employees filling up the data into that. So this is called as manual work. And that manual work also calls for collecting those papers, filing them, sorting them, preparing the files, align this manual data, employee code-wise, function-wise. So a lot of time-consuming activities and efforts-consuming activities happen. So moving away from the manual to technological process can be time-consuming and expensive, because to put it onto a technology-bound presentation, the data which is already in the manual form need to be put into the system. So preparing for technological issues is very important. There can be heavy fines or penalties can happen if the employee data is not represented correctly, because there are a lot of regulatory, legal processes attached to employee hiring, employee stay, and employee exit. So whatever was in paperwork has to get correctly put into the system. Organization also have to secure environments for storing employee document. So only file saving has been as important. As important is if the entire data is technology based saved. That is also important. Okay. Let's look at analyzing the need of a modern HRIs. In order to create a better and robust HRIS process, we thoroughly need to look at what is a modern HRIS require. So first is looking at input subsystem. Input subsystem in the sense the sources from where the data is going to get into the system, HRIS. That includes internal data and also environmental sources. The last part of the module is the users who can use all this system in parallel to make the most out of them. So it's not only feeding the data important, but how this data is running when it is asked for retrieval, important part. And also important when the users log in and they use their employee code specific data, because employees' personal data is entered there, or they need to apply for the leave, or they are asking to grant certain permissions from their reporting manager. So how the users are also finding this entire system also holds the success of HRIS. At every stage of development of HRIS, the HR team would expect movement of data from one system to another, which is a main fundamental of integrating with the peripheral systems. So it's important to integrate many of the different HR functions, sub-functions, which are under a huge umbrella of human resource development function. What is HR digital transformation? Okay, it is a process of changing operational HR processes to become automated and data-driven. For it is to be successful, the metamorphosis should involve the organizations. HR professionals have realized that HRIS functions, if aligned to business as strategic partnership, can bring unimaginable results. Not only HR, but every business unit on board needs to support the strategic mission of the organization. For HRIS to function and for HRIS to give the best of the results for the purpose for what it is built. The overall goal of digital transformation, what is the purpose of it? It is to make primarily a business more competitive, to achieve profitable and happy decisions for the business to grow. What are other benefits? Engaging the customers by providing a better user experience, increasing the customer loyalty through the engagement. So is a customer here. The first customer is employee himself, individual employee. The second customer is the management, the head of the functions, the board, who makes the decision basis to the data it makes available. It helps the employee for better performance by using the tools. High level of success, higher productivity, higher performance, better inspiration and motivation to be the part of the organization. This all makes organization enhance its efficiency. It also supports modernizing the IT infrastructure. Primarily, functioning of HRIS is a partnership between HR and the IT function, because all information technology modalities come into place. It increases, HRIS increases the revenues with more relevant products and services. Why and how? With the much required information to carry out roles and responsibilities, this system helps. It lessens the time. It enhances the efficiency in decision making, supporting the decision making. And that is how it helps the organization to make desirable decisions for the customers in the market, for the brand value, for the performance of the people, and overall performance of the organization. There are a multitude of specific processes and strategies used in this digital transformation. Okay. First one is business model transformation. It's up to organization to think if the current business model makes sense in a digital business environment. Okay. The digitization can help in pricing strategy, in the product making, the service offerings. An organization actually can look at, the management actually can look at whether this current status of a company strategy or products and service offerings are matching with the feet of today's high-tech market or not. Whether the organization needs to catch up with the pace, with the market pace, or with the competitors. An example of digital business model transformation can be Netflix pilot from DVD rentals to streamlining video content. The first step is to look at the long and short-term goals to determine how to grow the business. So businesses are primarily in the market for its customer, to enhance its market share, to enhance its brand value, to add to the new service offerings comparing to the current state of offerings. Another area, second area, is process transformation. How can you update your everyday business processes? Ideally, in a long term, the process enhancement happens. In a short term, one cannot alter many scales, but the exercise of looking at how do I add as an organization to my business processes is one of the key factors to stay in the market or to be on the top ranking organization in the market. So one needs to audit the processes to highlight if there are inefficiencies or the level of current efficiencies, and if there is a room for the improvement of it. So the organization can use baselines, metrics to analyze whether the tools and the processes which are used to carry out the business are effective. Okay. How to bring in the stakeholders' feedback for the betterment of the performance. Certain businesses might switch to an automated invoicing tool, while others may overhaul their entire workflow. So it's a beautiful platform to think through, how am I using my manpower resources with the help of technology? There's a multitude of specific processes and strategies. And the third area is for digital transformation is domain transformation. We have seen first two, this is third one. This third area describes movement of your business into cloud. Using cloud-based system offers improved security, agility, pace, speed to respond in the business hours, and the scalability, how far you can multifold, how far you can open the pace of the business, open the space of the business, okay, for various other options, all at lower cost if can happen. Which are the processes an organization can start moving over to the cloud? Important thought. Okay? Which are the activities, processes, the way of carrying out business can be actually moved to cloud? Once the organization identifies this, then the decision of migrating the workload and using the data with the appropriate software can come in place. When the processes are available on the cloud, they are not only available to the organization, its users, and the prime decision maker for the decision making purpose, but also it stays there for a defined continuity, for a standardized reference, or for the validated decisions. That's the beauty of putting things on the cloud part. And the fourth main area for digital transformation is organization transformation. So one does not forget about the need for a cultural transformation. We have seen that in chapter one, that how the culture, the leadership style, the mindset preparation is important. So there is a requirement of preparing the employees for a new cloud-based software. And also important is to convince them to use it, to be making them part of a bigger scenario. So asking for feedback, asking for experience of using it, asking for input for various departments for the digital technology is very important. It gives input on how people are prepared, what is the attitude, how is the culture which will help the cloud strategy to be successful. For this, it is important that people are provided adequate training and exposure, resources to the whole team. Okay. And this calls for the primary requirement of collaboration. This huge task of bringing the digital transformation to the organization in these four pockets is not an easy and simple exercise. It cannot happen in isolated pockets. People can't afford to be on their islands and not call for a collaborative play. So collaboration is an important key if the organization wishes to be on the digital transformation page. Now let's look at what are the essential important things for the information retrieval in HRIS. HRIS has been existing as a technology since 1950s. The literature on EHRM and HRIS recognizes many key advantages of utilizing, leveraging this technology in the delivery of HR services. Now, which are those services and delivery? Something like transaction cost reduction, cycle time, improving on employee satisfaction by giving HR services on time, the appropriate responses, helping people supporting in implementation of the policies, and shifting the focus of HR from a transaction-based function to strategic platform. So it doesn't remain only operational phase of HR, but also takes up a strategic phase of HR. And HRIS is also known as HRIS software. So this is a bit confusing because different systems can have different softwares running there. The HRIS can either run on the company's own technical infrastructure, okay, or which is very common currently, is being cloud-based because it gives you a bigger platform than only that organization's infrastructure-based frame. Cloud has a boundless capacity. It comes in through the professional services, but an organization's capacity to maintain the infrastructure can be costing and can have limitation. So what are the benefits for the HRIS? First of all, the record keeping. It keeps the record that has a continuous track of changes to anything related to the employee. So when an employee joins the company, he or she might be single. The moment he or she gets married, the new family member addition has to get entered in the employee record. The moment the employee has kids, that another information comes in place. When they utilize the medical benefits through Mediclaim that the company is offering for the wellness of the employee, the moment you add your parents, your spouse, your children, there is a change in data. The moment somebody gets transferred, there is change in data. The moment when somebody gets promoted, gets on deputation, learns various skills which are required for a particular role, or the company gives an enhanced responsibility for that, a new skill set has to be brought in, and the employee is sent to learn that, that's a new data that comes in for the employee record. So HRS can be seen as a single source of truth when it comes to personal data of the employee. Another area called as compliance, the legal part of human resource management. Some data is collected and stored for compliance reason. It includes material for the identification of employee in case of theft, fraud, misbehaviors, disciplinary issues, also medical history, the first contact information in case of accident, identification for the tax office, expiration date of mandatory certification, all these data is stored in HRIS. So the benefits that we look at is efficiency, that the whole data of the entire organization and of all employees is stored at one place with accuracy. It helps in saving the time. HR strategy is another benefit. It permits, the HRIS helps in tracking the data required for changes in HR strategy or adaptation of a new strategy for business and to support business. HR also has to take a few steps or step up with some more steps that are required for the business in hand enhancement. So depending on the priorities of the organization, different data is to be tracked. For that, HR has to get into the self-service, so it enables to the individual employee and to the managers or reporting managers or head of the functions to access the data. So it helps HR to get employees on self-service track. The employees are granted certain accesses where the person or the individual employee can enter certain data for the changing phases in his or her employment career history. The managers also get into self-service mode to grant approvals on certain career history. And they can manage, the individual employees and the managers are empowered to manage the self-affairs. So HRIS has three sources of information. One is analytical information from other departments that comes in through various survey methods and employee engagement information that comes in. And third, from external sources, something like outsourcing the data collection or from external data warehouses. So these are the three sources from where the HRIS can get fed. The study of HRIS practice across the globe companies came in the establishment that the functionality had the positive effect on employee competencies, but it can also have contributed the cost reduction and reduced administrative chaos. Primarily, the organization comprises of two kind of resources, technical resources and human resources. So well-defined HRIS is where the teams are working together to make this happen. What happens, how the information retrieval from HRIS takes place. So the information can come in from the distribution centers when it is kept outside. It connects HR with the service delivery, and then HR actually looks at the retrieved data and takes a decision and communicates what the information out of retrieved data is saying and puts an offering in a service delivery. When it comes to creating a robust HRIS solution, what happens there? The HRIS uses a systematic procedure for maintaining, collecting, storing, calling for, that is retrieving, and validating data needed by an organization regarding their people, workforce, human resources, personnel activities. What are the different roles and responsibilities that people are carrying out, and the organizational character. Personnel information systems have evolved from an automated employee record keeping from 1960s. And a more complex reporting and decision system started coming in place. HRI supports activities like identifying potential employees, looking at the capabilities of the people, maintaining people records, employee records, and creating a program to develop employees' talent and skills. It is believed that HRIS can support various HR practices. So, when the organization is planning a business and financial strategy, there is a requirement of the workforce planning. How many roles need to get supported by bringing on the new talent on the board? So, workforce planning decision, staffing decision, the compensation and salary decisions, the wage bill of the organization going from X level to X plus 1 level, X plus 2 level, they come under the compensation and salary forecast and the employee relation. These are some of the topics that are supported, some of the areas that are supported by HRIS. The relationship between the selection function and the HRIS, it's seen more favorably because that's an entry point. It's important to note that the term systems does not just refer to a hardware or software, hardware and software. And an HRIS system takes care of assimilation, integration of HR processes, policies, procedures in a seamless fashion. So the input is very important. So the quality of the output is not only important to execute management. Executive management should have access to HR information, but also the operational managers need to have access to HR data relevant to their sphere of responsibilities. Something like when during the new financial and business strategy planning meetings happen at the end of financial year, the respective business heads, the respective support function heads, okay, to give their prospective submissions to the management, that to go from this turnover of the company or this revenue building strategy of the company, if we need to step up, what kind of people we will require, what kind of workforce that we need to bring in, what can be their compensation, what can be the benefits to be added to those particular levels. And this all proposal can happen when the business managers, when the line managers also have access to analyze and to propose to the management for the next year's strategy building. Now, how the processing of these transactions happen in HRIS? The professional human resources function is focused on two different components of human resource: transactional and strategic. Transactional cover a lot of operational work. So let's look at it. Processing of transactions in HRIS, procedures and guidelines should be located onto organizations' intranets, thereby granting the access to the employees. Intranet technologies allow companies to process HRM applications over their corporate intranet, which allows the HRM department to provide information services to their employee. Employees can easily download instructions to get the required information. It's important for the organizations to ensure that the information which is available on the intranet is up to date. The documents generally are reviewed when they are considered as priority topic. So from back end, the updation of the information, the updation of the processes and the policies have to be continuously put up on the intranet so that the employee access for this information is smooth and people can carry out their roles and responsibilities. The application must be able to call up their information in real time. So when the policy changes or the factors like in sales organization, the DATA changes because the inflation changes. So the travel policy also changes. And that cannot be of previous years. That has to be updated the moment the management decision has come in place. So here we come to an end of our second chapter. Thank you.